I've had a horrible week, slobbering, fucking crying mess on my floor. My ex was trying to fuck me again from it. Where I had my drink spiked, I got mugged, I lost everything that I had and tried to give me like a hand job, left and never spoke to her ever again.
Until you met up again on Netflix.
Yes. No. Anything you want to add before we try and make this funny? I usually cry and come at the same time. Ride that man like a fucking silverback gorilla. Have you seen them fuck?
A silverback gorilla?
It's crazy.
That's the only porn I watch.
Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. The last episode has been running it up like crazy.
It's been killing it, dude.
It's going crazy. It's weird how within a week shit can fucking change. Shit can really flip the switch. I wasn't feeling good this week and I didn't want to come film an episode, but I feel like I have a responsibility and I owe you guys, you know, I guess... I don't know. For some reason, I get told that some people like look up to me and I try and give a real perspective on stuff that's going on. And this month is Mental Health Awareness Month. Very big month. This is tough already. Fuck. Last week, one of my best friends from home, unfortunately killed himself. Fuck. This is difficult, man. And I didn't want to talk or do a podcast this week, but I just feel like I owe people a bit of explanation about what's going on in my life, why I've been a bit distant in social media and stuff like that. I know a lot of people always ask me, I always get this DM like every other day, it's like, how do you remain positive? Like, what's going on? Why are you always so happy? Like, why are you always so positive? Like, what's going on? And I've really been questioning myself that this week. Like, why? Like, how do I be happy? Like, how do I give you guys advice on when shit is bad? How do you come through it? Like, this has been a roller coaster of emotions. Damn, man, this is so. I thought I had it together. Try not to look at you because I don't want to cry in front of you.
It's all good.
But damn, I had so much shit I wanted to say, but now as soon as I start talking about it, I'm a mess.
It's all good, man.
But my job here is like with the podcast and everything like that is I want to be a positive impact. I want to, the thing that really tickles me the right way is when I get to see all your responses, your messages about the podcast and how I made, you know, you look forward to it. And that's what really gets me going and really excited. So I think that's also why I wanted to put on my best poker face, which I'm not doing too well at, and talk about what's happening. Damn, I'm a mess.
It's all good. People are going to appreciate you sharing this. Damn.
I'm really trying not to cry.
Dude, I'll cry right now. Just to make you feel better.
You'll cry out of your penis. No, we're good. Okay, so it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and I just wanted to take a moment to take a step back and like, you know, everyone has dark days. There's oh man. Everyone has dark days. I don't even know what I'm trying to say now. I got this. Damn, is this the first time I'm crying on camera? No, I've cried before. This is like real tears though.
Yeah.
The other one's like reality TV shows. If you're listening, if you're listening audio only, I'm crying like a big mess right now. Damn. All right, we got this. Snapping out of it. I have to put on a brave face.
Dude, it's healthy.
Huh?
It's healthy.
But I've been crying all week like a mess. I even got a tattoo.
That's dope.
A little Tavita's initials. Okay, just so we have some clarity of what's going on, because I know people are a little bit confused. I posted a whole bunch of stories and a whole bunch of like missed tweets. One of my best friends, one of the people that I started this reality TV show journey with, a guy by the name of Tavita Karika, one of the best dudes. Damn, fuck! I'm sorry, I'm crying so much.
No, you're good.
I really thought I had it. I think the issue is they buried him yesterday, so it's been like really on my mind, and I've been working out like 3 times a day. I don't know how to like sit still because I don't want to like sit and cry all day. I want to get moving. I think that's how I've been trying to deal with this situation. But as soon as I sit down and like think about it and talk to people about it, I'm just a mess. I thought I was practicing in the car on the way here. I'm like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to say what I need to say. I'm going to help my family that listen to this podcast. I'm going to do what I can to put on a brave face, but I suck. I'm a mess. Have you got any advice for people that are struggling?
Yes. I mean,
I've gone in circles.
What you're doing right now is obviously letting people know that, like, I'm sure there's somebody listening to this right now, just statistically speaking, that's dealing with or has dealt with this same situation.
Yeah.
And it fucking sucks. You know, I've lost people to suicide before, and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't feel real.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. We got this. I'm powering through. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This is a tough episode to film. I've been a mess all week. I'm going to try and...
I'm leaving all that stuff.
Yeah, leave it all in. We're trying to...
It's inappropriate to cut around it.
Oh, and first off, I just want to say all the ads, all the sponsors, the AdSense revenue, the sponsors that I put in this podcast... I'm donating all the money to a mental health organization. If you comment down below which organization you support and why, it would be awesome, or where you feel like it needs to go, and I'll keep you guys, you know, you'll know about it. I'll be posting about it. Also, if you DM me or if there's anything like that, let me know. I just think that we've got a great opportunity and a really awesome audience, and you guys like family. And I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me and the podcast and the boys so we can do this. But anyway, I just wanted to say that it's been a very tough week. Lost someone I love, I care about. One of the guys that you just wouldn't think that there's anything wrong. He's always the one that has the biggest smile on his face, always a joker. Damn, this is heavy. I've been trying to put a brave face on Instagram because it's Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, and like Twitter, I'm like trying to think of like funny shit to tweet. I tweeted, I'm going to name my kid Draco and Sniper or something, or Tiger Lily. I don't know what was going on. I was trying to make people laugh because that's how I guess I deal with like real shit. I just try and make other people happy. Like I tried to take Christian, my best friend, shopping because he was a mess. I was like, damn, like what can I do? Like, let me spoil you. I sent my other friend like money. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, that's the only shit that makes me feel good is when the people I love are looked after. And I guess losing someone in this way is like one of those things that like it just really makes you take a step back and like appreciate everyone that's around you, everyone that cares, that checks in. And man, I've been outside every single day. Like, I'm probably red, I'm not sure. But I've been in the sun. I've been sitting down outside, like listening to birds, trying to step away from the internet world and stuff like that, and kind of tap into myself a little bit. But yeah, it's a tough month for a lot of people, and this is obviously a subject that hits home for a lot of people. So I just wanted to take a moment to have a little bit more of a serious chat and say that everyone has dark days. There's not one person in this planet, on this earth, that has every single day of sunshine and rainbows. Like, so I think one of the best pieces of advice that I got from Charlie Rocket is that Santa doesn't bring presents during the day. He only brings presents at night, which means that in dark days, You don't know what's there, but it could be, you know, there will be presents. There will be things that will come and make everything better. And it just, I think the thing that really kicks me the most is, you know, we all get caught up in our day-to-day lives and very busy. There's work, there's this and that. But I feel like sometimes it's just good to double check on your friends, go in and make sure that they're fine. Even if they say they're fine and they're being adamant, just really check in on them. Because that was one of the things that's really kicking me about losing to Vita is I didn't know any of this stuff that was going on. If I did know, like I would have been...
You would have done everything.
I would have done everything I could to make sure that he wasn't fighting those demons, you know, if whether that's get him out of here with me. But it's just such a horrible situation to know that he was fighting, you know, that battle and everything that's going on. So it's been really kicking at me. But I guess, it just comes back to like, I always get the question, like, how are you so happy and positive? It's because I have the best people around me. My friends, everyone in my circle are people who genuinely care, who genuinely make sure that each one of us is okay. I think that's why this hurts the most, is because every person that I'm friends with is a good person, and that's the type of people they are. They won't stop at the ends of earth to make sure that you're okay. So I think that's why I'm this one's really hitting home, because you just have to make sure your friend's okay. But most importantly, check in on yourself. Like, make sure that you're doing okay. If you're not doing okay, there's helplines. There's people who will talk to you. There's friends. You can shoot a message to anyone. You can.
Yeah.
There's helplines there that are designed to help people in any situation. And if you're listening, like, it isn't the end. I swear to God, like, I've been dragged through the absolute shit, and I want to talk about it later on the podcast, where I had my drink spiked, I got mugged, I lost everything that I had, and I know it's not the worst case scenario, but it was one of the worst things that happened to me. And, you know, depression is so real. Everyone has those moments where they just question everything. But I just want, like, if you're listening, if you're worried about what's going on or what's going to happen tomorrow,
tell anybody.
Just tell someone.
Somebody.
Please. Like, this shit hurts. This shit hurts more than anything.
I heard someone say one time that suicide is it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem, you know? Yeah. Or like, if you kill yourself, like, you're killing the wrong person. Like, whatever you're going through or however you feel, it may feel like you can't get through it, but it will end. Like, it will pass.
Yeah.
It can pass. But even if it doesn't feel like that, it will.
Yeah. And that's, again, like, that's what I want to reiterate. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm smart. on is that there's dark days. Everyone's got them. But I promise you, you won't appreciate the light days without the dark. You need, they're there. They're going to come. They're going to go. It's just a part of the journey. And please, like, don't resort to that. It's a horrible feeling getting that phone call, and just I was scream crying. I've never done that before. Someone must have thought that something crazy was happening in my apartment, because I was a grown man on the floor in a ball. But I got a little T on my thumb, a little tattoo. I was questioning, you know, how do I? Because I can't fly back to New Zealand. Like, the funeral happened yesterday. They buried Te Vita yesterday. Damn, he's got such a good name. He's such a, like, you know, the crazy thing about Te Vita is he would go out of his way to make sure that even, you know, special needs kids, my friends will send me photos of him spending an afternoon with, like, special needs kids or, like, autistic kids, and, like, really taking his time to make sure that they're okay. He was just such a good dude, like, one of the best people. Anyway. Te Vita, I fucking love you. This shit sucks. If you think it's the end of the road, it isn't. Please keep going. Just do it for me. Have a great week for me. do it because this shit hurts. But anyway, my goal is to be a positive impact and to be, you know, someone that you guys look at and laugh. Either I don't know if it's at me or with me. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to make you guys happy. So, anything you want to add before we try and make this funny?
I just want to say thank you for sharing that. You know, that's fucking sucks, and I'm almost teary eyed just sitting here. And
I thought it was pink eye. Abby's got pink eye, guys. She's not actually crying. No, sorry, I'm sorry. You go. That's how I deal with
it. I got pink eye. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I just want to say that this podcast episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If there's something that's going on in your life, if you're feeling a little bit down, if you need someone to talk to, there's no better person than a trained professional. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. We've all been there. We all know that there's no better feeling than just chatting to someone, just getting it off your shoulders. And BetterHelp gives you the opportunity to have a professional that can help you with what's going on in here. And trust me, the worst thing that you can do is bottle up it and explode. We want to get it out. We want to get that weight off our shoulders. We want to feel relieved. It is not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It is professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. This service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is definitely available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website, read their testimonials that are posted daily. Anyway, so if you need someone to talk to, if you need a professional that can help with what's going on, we have a discount code. It's going to give you a discount on these amazing services. So please head over to betterhelp.com/tapin. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join over a million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So there is a special offer for Tap-In listeners. Head over to betterhelp.com/tap-in for 10% off your first month. Let's take advantage. Let's start feeling better. Let's start living better. And let's run it up.
It's not going to be easy or make sense anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know, I've dealt with someone I've been exactly where you are before. And yeah. All I know is that, like, if you are listening and you're going through a hard time, like, reach out to somebody. It's because everyone's there for you. If it might not feel like it, but everyone, you know. People I check on people a lot ever since, like, not to bring up. I'm saying this only to relate, not for sympathy. But, like, when I was in high school, my mom killed herself. And it was like,
damn.
You know. And it makes you appreciate everyone around you. It makes you check in on everybody a little bit more.
I'm sorry, man.
No.
We had a crazy episode last week. And now we're done a full 180.
Right. And now Francesca.
Come on. She comes. I actually, my team called me. It was like, Francesca was on the episode because we got tagged in a
that tweet
podcast.
Yeah,
because it's trending. It's going crazy.
It's going nuts, dude.
It's what I sent you a voice note. What are we going to talk about today? Right. I'm just checking.
Oh man.
So anyway, thanks for if you've made it this far through. Thank you. We're gonna try and make it funny again because that's what I want to do. I want to entertain.
I hope nobody thinks I'm insensitive. I don't really have anything to add. It's like you said it perfectly, and it sucks, and I feel your pain, and you know I'm here for you. Everyone's here for you. And it's you're doing it like you don't I don't think you realize how like the the service you're doing to the people that are listening. I think you're helping a lot of people by sharing this.
Are me crying?
Yes, believe it or not. I think there's going to be a couple weirdos touching themselves to it.
There's nothing new there. We love that. We love some friendly play.
Let's play your voice memo. Yeah, those are always good.
Let's see what we got.
Okay, so for today's episode,
I was crying.
I want to talk about both times I've been drink spiked.
Crazy.
What to look out for when you're traveling and shit like that. Where I grew up. Just shit that everyone is talking about, like grow up in Australia, went to school in New Zealand, shit like that. And then just finish it off with like some confession corner shit. But I'll plan it out. That was just at the top of my head while I'm driving.
Damn, I sound so sad. I've had such a shit week. I've had a horrible week. But I tried so hard because I have, the thing is I am one of those guys where I don't really like people seeing me sad because I don't want people to feel sad because that's not who I am. I don't want people to look at me and cry and be right. Like, oh, no. Like, I want people to be like, oh, my God, that guy's makes me happy or funny. So it's been hard because when I found out, all my friends were like, hey, I'm going to come over. And I just couldn't let anyone in the apartment. I was like, please, no one come over. I can't let anyone see me like this. I told Francesca, an absolute angel. She was trying to call me. She's like, I couldn't even talk. I was crying where you dribble on yourself. I've never dribbled on myself from crying before. And it's unfortunate how common suicide is. Like, it's so common now. This is the second person that's been very close to me that this has happened to, and it's horrible. But all this week, you know, like, it just really makes you reflect and wonder. And I went back through my messages with Tavita, and man, it was just crazy. Like, looking at how he used to just talk to me, I'm like, damn, this dude really cared. Like, he was one of those guys, like, the show was popping off, and he'd be like, damn, bro, I just want to say I'm really proud of you. I love you. And I would just be like, love you too, bro. And then I would, you know, I'd go through, we'd talk, we'd go back and forth. I'd play his voice notes. He'd voice note me, I'd voice note him. And then, you know, whenever something cool was happening, he'd be like, man, like, he would always just say, I love you. And that, going back and like seeing that shit, I was like, damn, like, this was one of the realest humans I've ever encountered. It's just like genuinely, it's always the people that you just don't suspect. Like, it would have been the last person that I would be like, you know what, he's fighting demons. He's got some shit going on upstairs that no one knows about. I think that's what really, it really hit me. And it's crazy because the show that I met him on, the reason why I went on it was because my other close friend killed himself. So I was like, because I didn't know what to do. I'm like, well, how do I get out of this cycle? Like, I'm sad. And I think for people listening, I think the worst thing that you can do when you're sad is sit still. That's my personal opinion. I love whenever I'm sad, I have to get out. I have to get sunshine. I have to go listen to birds. I have to get some appreciation of what's going on outside. You know, obviously you need to mourn, you need to take a moment and you need to realize what's going on. But how I personally deal with it is I just try and like keep moving and get outside and put this energy into something that's going to try and make, me feel better and let me get that energy out and release. But you know what the craziest shit is that happened? So I live on the 36th floor of my building. So I'm right up the top. There's no birds. No shit happens up here. There's no animals, nothing going on. It was like a couple days after, and this fucking sparrow or something. I actually got the meaning of it. This, I think it was like a finch or something. It flew up, man. I swear to God. And it was there just chatting shit. This little fucking bird was squeaking away. It was a finch. And I was like to my roommate, Zach, because Zach's very spiritual. His mom's like a shaman, really great people. He said, the finches as a bird totem remind us of the important attributes of joy, appreciation, high energy, positivity and optimism, and simplicity. They also implore us to be mindful of the Earth's resources, careful and responsible with our diets, and to add some variety to the mundaneness of daily life. Life is a journey. We should enjoy all milestones along the way instead of solely focusing on the end result. So I was like, damn, this is weird. So that happened in the morning. I left for hours because I was driving around. When I get sad, I don't want anyone to see me, so I just drive and cry like a weirdo. Just blasting Fergie, crying. And I left, and I went to go get the tattoo. You know they charged me $240 for this thing?
What? That's crazy.
Don't get tattoos in Hollywood. I just got a T on my thumb.
I got a guy for you. My guy charges me like $100 for
I should have come to yours, but I was like, I need this now before before I think about anything else. But and then I left and I came back. It was like 5 in the afternoon. No sign of bird, nothing. And I was like, damn, texting my friend Joshua Fanks, who one of my best friends back home as well, was the one who told me. And I was telling him about it. I was like, man, this bird pulled up. And Zach was just like, yeah, explained what I meant. And then it came again. And I was just sitting there just staring directly at me. I was like, damn, this is Tavita, you know, just checking in and making sure everything's all good and chatting shit. So I guess that was like some sort of closure, but it just sucks. You know, I'm in a different country. I'm away. I really wish I could have been there at the funeral. The funeral happened yesterday. Shit is hard, man. It's terrible. It's never easy. And I'm sorry that this isn't probably the best, most productive podcast episode. But I want to be real with you guys. I want to let you know what's going on in my life. I'm an open book. I'm completely transparent with everything that is happening in my life. And this has just been one of the biggest things that kind of really just slapped me in the face, because that morning I was posting like, "What happened? Like, get up, get moving. It's gonna be a great day. We're gonna be amazing." And then the afternoon, I'm a slobbering, fucking crying mess on my floor. And it's just crazy how things can turn, because one day you're here and one day you're not. So I just think that if you're listening, which you are, if you've made it this far, just please appreciate life. I appreciate the highs and lows. Feel comfortable in the darkness. Like it is a part of the journey. Everyone's life is a roller coaster. We all struggle. It is what happens, but I promise you, there's people there. We care. But yeah, man, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's one of those things that you just can't really, like, there's nothing you can really do or say, like, there's whatsoever. But my ex was trying to fuck me again from it.
good.
I'm joking. That didn't happen. Okay. But I want... I actually want to talk about something that's like also... Because it's a serious podcast now, I guess.
Is there something good to report on?
My friends, I'm taking them all to Mexico.
Fuck yeah.
So I'm taking all my friends to Mexico. It's my birthday at the end of the month, May 24th. I would love some birthday love around that date, which means we need to film another episode because I'll be fucking off my face. Yeah, I'm breaking my drinking ban.
Hell yeah.
I'm flying all my best friends to Mexico for, you know, a weekend in Tulum. I've never been. We've got a chef, security. We've got a sick house. I'm so excited. I'm hyped, man. I'm to get in the sun, relax with my best friends, take a moment, appreciate everything that's going on.
I heard there's a lot of babes in Tulum.
Really?
That's word on the street.
That's word on the street. I actually did hear there is some good looking girls, but I think we might be flying in some people.
Nice. Hell yeah.
So we'll see who pops out, but I'm actually in a dilemma this next week. Hey guys, are you tired of sleeping on a soggy, saggy, boring ball sack of a mattress? Well, we have got the solution for you. There's no better place to start upgrading your sleep cycle, and it is with Helix. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattresses and 2 free pillows for our listeners. HelixSleep.com/tapin for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. If you head over to helixsleep.com,
you can do their quiz and you can find out what mattress is good for you. If you're feeling a little bit boring with your sleeping cycle and you need to pick it up, you need to upgrade that sleep cycle, then head over there, do the test. You can find the soft, medium, and hard mattresses.
I took the test. I'm a side sleeper, and so they sent me the Sunset mattress.
You sleep on your side?
I'm a side sleeper, yeah.
I do that too, actually.
Yeah.
How is that mattress treating you? Is it good?
It's the best. It's the best mattress, yeah.
You having a good night's sleep?
Yeah, I notice it. I don't get like too sweaty. It's like perfect.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, and they also have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Anyway, head over to helixsleep.com/tapin for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. And a quick reminder, every sponsor that we're getting in this video, the money is being donated. So please go over to the website, check it out, and give it a go. And I'm not sure if I spoke about this, but I was messaging this girl. I was 18. I had long hair, skinny, little skinny fat mess. And I was messaging this girl, and I didn't have like much money, but she's like, oh, let's go on dinner date. I was like, sweet. I hop on the train. I get on the train down to where she lives. I get out off the train. She meets me in a car park outside the train station. We get in a car. Weirdest situation ever. We just sat there for like an hour in her car, in the car park. And she randomly like tried to give me like a hand job on the outside of my pants, but like weird. And I was like so confused. And we kissed once and then left and never spoke to her ever again.
Until you met up again on Netflix.
Yes. No. Imagine. It was like, and it's Chloe. That was the only ever. I think that's the only Tinder date I've ever been on. But when I was also living in, have you been on any Tinder dates? Any weird ones? Really?
Couple.
You got any weird stories?
Nothing really, no.
No?
No, wait, no, I did have a weird story.
Didn't you say something about a girl putting an eel in your bum?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but that was great. That was a positive memory. Yeah, yeah. I was the one who brought the eel. God, I know I have one.
And also, if you guys give me shit about my crinkled shirt, I did put it in the fucking washing machine, in the dryer before this, the iron only.
I think that's your brand now. I think you're bringing back wrinkly shirts.
Yeah. Well, because I had it like hung up and I was like, damn, this is wrinkly. I'm about to get roasted in the comments again.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I better put it in there. I don't have an iron, so I better smash it in the dryer. And then I was already late, so I just pulled it out and I'm like pulling on it. I was like, it's gonna be fine. I put my car heaters on. I'm like sitting there sweating, but look, whatever. I don't care anymore. I already cried on this, so we can deal with a crinkly shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
I had my drink spiked when I was living in England when I was 18. At the same time, I had that awkward hand job in the car park. And I just wanted to talk about like being safe when you travel.
You said you got your drink spiked twice.
Yes, same period in my life. When we travel. You know, because the world's opening back up. I want you guys to be safe out there. I was 18, 6 foot plus, thought I was invincible, would fight anyone, would fight a fucking raging bull. But I got royally fucked, like absolutely had my ass eaten. Terrible. Like I don't even know if that's
an
expression.
In a bad way.
Yeah, it was in a horrible way. It wasn't even exciting. I was in England. And there's this carnival called Notting Hill Carnival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I've been to Notting Hill. Notting Hill's dope.
Yeah, so it's crazy. Apparently a million people come in the area and it's a wild time. It's awesome. So I was there with friends and they go every year and like New England friends, like I didn't really know them too well. I was working at a bar, saving up my money and I had all my cash on me because I thought, that was the cool thing to do. It was because I didn't know how to budget. So I'm like, oh, I'm not going to take like £100 for the day. I'm just going to take all the money I had saved and like put it in my pocket.
I do feel good. I feel a little more confident when I got a little wad of cash in my pocket.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like I was walking around like, oh, you guys want drinks? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's on me. I've got £400.
Hell yeah. That's your only $400. But.
Well, I was walking around with the boys. We're having a great day and it is an awesome time. Like it's genuinely an awesome carnival to be involved in. But one of my friends said, he's been like 25 years, he's much older than me at the time.
is still a lot older than me. And he was like, just after this point in time, it was like 4:30 or 5:30, just leave. It gets very like gangland and like gang related and a lot of bad shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, cool, say less. And we're with our group, and one of the guys that was with us was just being a little bit too, just a bit too much for me to deal with. And I was like, look, guys, I'm going to go get some drinks. I'm going to be back. I'll meet here at this point before so we can all leave together. I leave. I make some new friends. I'm like, let's get some drinks. Oh, let's go back, blah, 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 blah. Go find my friends. They left. They were gone. And I'm like, damn, fresh 18. All my boys left me. I don't know what to do. So I was with these guys, and we're walking around for like an hour or so, for like a minute, trying to find my friends. They weren't there. They left. I was calling them. No one was answering. So then I'm like, thank you guys for sticking by me. You guys are cool. It was a couple dudes, the same age as me, their girlfriends, their sisters. Like, it was probably a group of 6 to 8 people, really nice people. And I'm like, well, I'll get you guys a drink. Like, you guys spent your time with me. I've got stacks of cash on me. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat
it. Hell yeah. All that drop shipping money.
No, this is well before that. But we start walking, and I hear this bottle break behind me. And at this time, it was like, I think it was like 5 o'clock. And I turn around, and this guy's running, like, towards us, like, sprinting as fast as he can. And this big dude comes behind him and just bang, just hits him from behind the head. Big, swift right hand, boof, in the back of the head. This guy drops down. About 6 dudes jump on him, just start beating the fuck out of him, like the absolute life. This one guy pulls out a machete. I swear to God, this happened in the middle of the street. There's crowds of people around, and just pulls his head up and just starts, boom, like 20 times, shanking him right in the chest, in the stomach, like legit would have hit him like 20 times.
My guy died, right?
Died.
Oh my God.
In front of us, right? Well, he got up. He got up, and then he didn't move very far. Damn, this episode's been about death. I'm so sorry.
Holy shit.
So anyway, so I saw that. There was a couple cops there. They all turned around. They're like, we're not dealing with this. And I was like, fuck this.
The
like,
cops weren't dealing with
it? Well, there was two of them. And they turned around and left.
Because they got whistles and shit and Brenton, right?
But I'm not going to go up against a bunch of, you know, 6 guys with knives.
Yeah, it's not your job.
Nah.
Yeah.
So I turned around with the guys. I was like, Jesus, fuck. Like, let's get the fuck out of here. And they're like, okay, cool. We started like getting out of there like really quick. I'm like, damn, oh, here's like a little like corner store. It looks very like, it was shit. It was a shit corner store, but it was like someone just opened up windows in their house and was selling like Smirnoff ices. I was like, oh, damn, I'll get a couple of them. I get 3. 1 for me and 2 for the other guys because no one else was drinking.
And you're probably rattled at this point, right? So you're like, you need
something. Well, no, here's the thing. I wasn't that bad. Like, I had a couple drinks throughout the day. I was like monitoring myself because I didn't want to get too fucked
up. No, like emotionally a little rattled.
Oh, I was confused. Like, yeah. I was very like, it's a crazy shit I've ever seen in my entire life. I just saw someone get fucking murdered in front of me. This is nuts. So I was like, you know what? Let me take the edge off. I need a little drink, you know, as my mother used to do on a Friday afternoon. She's like, can't deal with the kids. Better have a wine. So that's how I was feeling. Like, damn, this is crazy. I had this moment off. Last thing I remember, I wake up, it was like 11:30, I'm not too sure on the time, it was like 11:30, 12, in a bush, shirt ripped open, face bloody and bruised, belt gone, shoes gone, phone gone, wallet empty on my stomach, all I had was like 1 bank card in a bush, and I'm like, damn, what the fuck happened? This is weird. So whatever they gave me, I stood up and I thought I was back home in Australia. I was so dazed and confused and out of it that I stood up and I walked up to this door and I started knocking on the door. I was like, Mom, let me in. I'm home. In the middle of London, bro. I was like, I thought that I was back home on my farm in Australia that I just passed out in a bush.
Whoa.
That's how fucked that was. I don't know what the fuck I got given, but I was like, legit so confused. I don't even know what it is or if it was like a concoction or what the fuck was going on. That I was like knocking on the door. This guy was like, get the fuck out of here before I beat the fuck out of you. Like, was so angry. I was like, damn, this is weird. I'm like, sorry, man. Like, I'm just trying to get home. Like, I would have said the same shit if I saw me. Like,
oh, yeah,
busted
yeah.
up, like bleeding and no shoes and shit on. Anyway, I ended up making my way. For some reason, I got my way to the train station. And it was the last train. And whatever they gave me, I was coming in and out of like memory and consciousness. Like, I only remember like little bits. I get on this train And some lady looked at me. She's like, damn, what the fuck happened to you? I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know.
How'd you find your way? Because, like, those trains in England are confusing. I had a,
so what I did is, what I remember is I got in a taxi. Like, I found a taxi, and he got me to the train station and found an ATM. I pulled out. It was, like, £20, and I had enough. So I was like, cool, take it. So we're good. And then we got in the train, and it was the last one. And we get on it, and bang, just blacked out again. Woke up, and some dude was waking me up at the end of the train line, and he's like, get the fuck off. I'm like, damn, I missed my stop. I'm an hour and a half away from where I need to be. I'm at the bottom of England.
Fuck.
18 years old. No friends, like, out there just by myself trying to figure it out with no shoes on. And the next day, so now it's crossed over because it's, like, past midnight.
Yeah.
It's a Monday. It's a bank holiday. So the taxis are already, and if you've been to England, they don't take cards. It's like cash. It's only cash. Well, at that point, I'm not sure if they do it anymore. They didn't have Ubers as well when I was there. So I get off the train. I walk out and there's like some taxis. I was like, hey guys, like, this is where I need to be. And like, well, because it's a bank holiday, it's double. I'm like, bro, I have nothing on me. All I have is my bank card and I don't even know how much money is on this. And they're just like, well, I can't help you. No one was helping me. I got to the last guy. I was like, please, I'm begging you. We'll go to an ATM and whatever money I can pull out, you can have. And it was like, he's like, sure, whatever. We go. It was like £80 is all I had in my card. Withdrew it. Gave it to him. And he's like, okay, cool, whatever. Drove me back home. And then the next day, bro, I woke up and I remember like walking around where I was staying. And it felt like depth charges was going off in my head. Like I'd stand for a moment and then I'd just black out and I'd be on the floor. And it felt like my brain was like imploding. And it happened like 5 or 6 times and then it slowly slowed down. And then I made my way back to work the next day and I was like, damn, they're like, what happened to you? I was like, damn, we had a fucking monster night. Some shit happened. And then I told my friends and they're like, well, you need to call the police. But I was like, damn, I don't really remember much. This is all I remember. So it was fucking, that shit was crazy. And no matter how invincible you think you are, no matter how fucking tough you think you are, someone will do some crazy shit to you. And if you do travel, please don't travel alone. I thought I was the king of the world. I thought I was invincible. That's why I was 18 traveling the world.
Right.
Trying to figure shit out. I wish I had my best friend who would have had my back no matter what, but I was, you know, here's the thing. I was glad it happened to me rather than anyone else. Cause then, at least I know that, like, I'm all good. You know, my bum hole wasn't sore. my cock was fine. Everything was all good. I was just busted up. Someone beat the fuck out of me. But I checked, because I remember those guys' names. So I checked the Facebook, and they added me at the thing. And I was like, bro, what the fuck did you give me? Like, why did you do that? And like, nah, bro, we thought you spiked us. One of the boys woke up with a broken arm.
Oh my God.
And the other one woke up, it was like naked on the underground.
Holy shit.
Monster night. I was like, this shit's crazy, bro.
Damn.
How bizarre. Have you ever had any shit happen to you like that?
No, I've never been spiked. I've never even blacked out before.
Really?
No. I mean, I've been like
close.
Actually, that's not true. I blacked out, but like it takes a lot for me to black out.
I'm jealous.
But I mean, I'll be like in a pile of puke and I'm like,
yeah, you know, you know your limits. Whereas I have 2 or 3 drinks and I'm fucking dancing on tables.
No, I don't know my limits.
Oh, you don't know?
No, I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, you did tell me.
Yeah.
That's why you've been sober. I get it. Yeah. Makes sense. But the second time I got spiked was a little bit more scary. And it was, we're in Amsterdam. And Amsterdam's like a beautiful place. So much fun. There's so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. But there's like some...
There's a dark side to it.
Some dark shit that goes on there. And it was Halloween. And I remember I come out in like a full Superman suit. And I was with some people that I met that were American exchange students. So they were over there for a minute. And they're like, oh, traveling. And they wanted to hang out. So I was with a group of girls, group of guys. I think there was probably like 5 or 6 of us. It was a good little mix. It was great, great people. And we finished our night. We had a really good night. And then we walk past this bar and like, oh, let's get one last drink. We go in there and there's these like 3 dudes, bro, tipping, trying to tip beers on the girls. And I was like, yo, the fuck is going on? Stop trying to tip drinks on the girls. It's disrespectful. And the guy was like, I'm sorry, brother. Here's a full beer. And I was like, damn, this guy's so nice. And he's like, how quick can you drink it? I was like, I'm Australian. Faster than you, motherfucker.
Oh, banged it back. I would not take an open drink from that dude.
Banged it back. It was a pint of beer and it was extra bubbly. And I'm like, you know what? This is for some reason I thought no one would get me again. I'm like, no one's gonna spike me twice in the same trip. Come on, motherfucker.
Fool me once, shame on you.
But then that happened, bro, and I swear to God, nothing. Next thing I remember, and the weirdest shit is, I only had one video on my phone, and it was me holding onto these dudes, and one of them saying, yeah, let's take him. The other one was like, nah, he's too fucked up, some shit like that. And I was like, and then I was like, ah, they can speak another language. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I was like legit yelling at my phone. I was, whatever was in that drink.
That's crazy.
Absolutely fucking spun me out.
Right.
But the only other thing I remember is I was running for my life, holding my neck. I just felt, and it's weird. It's weird to say, I'm not making this shit up. All I remember is I felt that I had a knife to my neck. That's all I felt. And I was sprinting and I was screaming. Like I was crying. Like I was like running for my life. Like I've never ran before. Like that shit was the weirdest sensation that I ever had. It made me come to my senses. I don't remember.
Made you come to?
Yeah.
It made me come to.
It made me come off. Fuck.
Got you, dude.
Yeah. So I remember I was sprinting, man, like full pace.
Damn.
And I remember there was the cobblestones and there was like this little like ledge and there must be like a cafe or some shit up there. Like, and it was like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. I had no idea, but it was like early in the morning. And I jumped up there and I started hiding behind these like little coffee tables and I was like pushing them over and I was like trying to create a barricade because I'm like, damn, if anyone comes for me, they're going to have to get through all this shit. And I'm looking in the fucking canals. Like I'm looking like I'm about to jump. I remember staring at that shit. I'm like, fuck, I could jump in this bitch and I could just swim. They'll never catch me. I'm a fucking fish. But then I'm like, no, this is how people die. Like it's freezing. It's freezing in there. People are going to, I'll die. I'm like, you know what? If there's someone chasing me, they got to be here by now. So I grab my two coffee tables, little metal steel things, and I'm like ready to fucking throw them off this thing. And I look down, there's no one there. And I jump down. I'm like, damn. I look around, no one there. Complete silence. I was like, shit, was I imagining this shit? No idea what the fuck just happened. And then I slowed down, don't remember anything. But then the next thing, I woke up back at the hostel the next day and I asked the girls, hey, what happened? I was fucked. How did I even get back here? And they just said, we don't know. You just came in running, freaking out. You were so scared that you kept like looking behind you that someone was coming, but you needed to pee. So we just held your dick while you peed for 5 minutes. I was like, damn.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Damn, that's nuts, bro. And I had no idea. And I asked them, why did you guys leave me? And they said, for some reason, you were so adamant that these guys were your friends that you were not going to leave them. They're like begging me to leave. Apparently, they were begging me to leave the bar with them and go home. And I was just like, no, I'm not going. These are my boys. Like, apparently, I was just dead set, like adamant. How weird is that?
That's crazy. It's even crazier that I spiked your water bottle before
the
table.
Is that why I have a boner? Was it the Viagra? Did you get it mixed up again?
Yeah.
But we make it more serious is just be careful, be mindful.
Yeah.
And especially these frat parties with some of these boys, you know? I'm not American, so I don't know how serious that issue is, but I've heard that it's pretty hectic out here that people do put roofies in drinks and shit like that. Just be mindful. Look after your friends. This month is the friendship month.
Right. Don't leave your drink unattended also.
Exactly what you said. Don't leave your drink unattended. Look after your friends. Keep your eyes on their drinks. And just, yeah, genuinely like look after people because it's a very important month and, you know, we're losing some great people and I lost a lot of memory, you know, from the drink spiking. I actually think I got brain damage. That's probably why I'm a little bit slow.
Makes sense. Yeah. I wasn't gonna say but I was like, this is all the pieces are coming together as you explain this story.
What else did I say? Do we want to do confession going?
We got stories.
All right, perfect.
I know you don't want to look like a clout chaser. I personally was just so interested by the Floyd Mayweather thing.
That shit is nuts, bro.
Yeah. Okay. That was so crazy. I don't know, dude. I kind of liked it. I thought it was funny.
It was pure comedy. Here's the thing, guys. Yes. Okay. Love or hate him. We don't like him. Jake sucks ass. He's a piece of shit. But
that was
that
cool.
Is fucking comedy.
Yeah.
Like that. He knows how to sell a fight. Like he knows how to get attention and go viral. Like
well, also, Logan can't be the heel, so he has to kind of be the heel for Logan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think that the press conference, Floyd made a mistake by bringing up the Japanese shit, the Japan shit, like trying to rally a country. Logan is genuinely like a really good fucking dude. And, knowing him personally, I know that that's probably, a chapter of his life that he really regrets and he wishes that he, could move past. So I just feel like that shit, that's a fucking low blow. Like, that's a shit blow. But then again, Logan clapped back and said that he beat his wife and all this shit. I'm excited for this fight now.
It's going to be good.
And also, Floyd was pissed.
I was pissed. It was so angry. Crazy. I mean, you literally did... It's so wild to see someone do something so disrespectful
so
to
bizarre.
Somebody who's so rich and so successful and so guarded. And you really see, like, no one's come at someone with an ego that high. Like, he was
crazy.
Like, fucking kill him.
He was
like,
pissed, bro.
He like wanted him to die in that moment.
Legit. Like, and I'm like, I was talking to my friends in the TikTok and YouTube fight. I'm like, come on, boys. Is leading by example. Run this shit up, do some crazy shit because he gets it. He gets what's going to bring hype. He gets what's going to get buzz.
And he had the merch out
right
within 20 minutes.
Genius.
Yeah.
I fuck him, right? But it was
fuck you for being incredible at business.
Yeah,
God
he
damn.
Gets it. It's smart. But I'm excited for this fight now because there's real tension. There's real beef.
Yeah.
And I think Logan's going to impress a lot of people.
I'm putting $200 on Logan Paul.
Bro, he looked good. He looked good.
People are going to think I'm a fucking idiot. Well, watch when I make...
When we were
when
rich,
I have,
bitch.
When I'm rich.
Yeah, when we quit
Logan
this podcast
Paul.
Shit because we're rich off Logan Paul winnings.
Exactly. I'm going to take my Logan Paul winnings and put it on Dogecoin.
You're smart, man.
Yeah.
You should be a financial advisor.
I should be.
But he looked good. Logan looked good. You can see like... He looks athletic. He's tall.
Yeah.
He's a stud. The mullet was flowing in the breeze. I was so excited about watching that. I'm like, damn, this is going to be an interesting fight. Like, it's going to be really good. And, there was footage when, after Jake did that, and Floyd's bodyguards are, like, grabbing him and shit, Logan runs in. I think he smacked the fuck out of one of them. Because you can hear him go...
Oh, nice.
I think he
I watched a couple different angles. The cool thing
someone.
About having so many cameras there is you could see it from every angle, which was cool.
I think Jake got fucked up. He got popped in the eye and he had like a wobbly tooth. You could see his mouth was bleeding, which I'm surprised he got away with just that. Like, I'm surprised like he only got a popped eye and a fucking snaggly tooth. But you can see like when he got away and there's one guy holding him, he got away and he starts like cowering and like curled up into a ball when Floyd comes at him. And I saw like Conor McGregor was just like, man, this kid was like, he released a statement saying like this dude is like, Jake, you can tell he's not a fighter. He's just there to go viral and create like hype and buzz, which he does amazing of. But you could see him like cower and hide and shit like that when that shit happened. So I think it's going to be interesting. He's banned from all... He's banned from the fight, which is surprising. Who would have thought?
Hilarious.
But damn, bro, I don't know. The next press conference is going to be interesting because Floyd's pissed, bro. He's angry. You can tell.
Yeah,
there's passion in his voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bizarre.
Yeah,
I just I'd be interested to see if anything.
There's more. I'm sure there's some more
the
stuff planned. It felt like it was planned right up to that point.
Yeah.
Like right up, it was like
smooth.
Some WWE shit. They're going to talk shit.
Yeah. But why was it on Instagram Live and not like a streaming partner? Did you see that?
No.
It was on Instagram Live. It wasn't on like the press conference wasn't on like fucking DAZN or like any of the fight channel. It was on their Instagrams. I thought that was weird.
Weird.
But I think Dylan Danis called me after like right away. And I think he was saying that they're trying to just get more followers on Floyd's page and shit like that because the Paul brothers understand social media. I think that's what they're trying to do. But I don't get it. I don't understand. But yeah, Dylan was hyped as well. He's like, damn, we need to get in there. I was like, bro, like, this isn't my game. Like, I want to try and, like, you know, if I have a contract, I'll try and hype someone up. But
right.
I was like, damn, this shit is nuts, bro.
Right.
And it's exciting. Like, it's funny to see the, it's just comedy, bro. And it's funny, and it sucks that I'm enjoying
I just like seeing crazy shit. And I mean, I know I've been training MMA. Like, I wrestled all through high school. I did boxing. Yeah. I did kickboxing. Like, I used to be like a MMA fanatic. I used to watch every single amateur fight, pro fight, like everything, right? Yeah. And for whatever reason, I don't hate what they're doing because it's just so fascinating seeing someone come from nothing to be doing something on YouTube to flipping that to becoming, whether you like it or not, he is the most talked about fight. The two brothers are the two most talked about fighters in fighting. They're the two biggest names in fighting right now.
It's nuts.
Aside from like Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
And Floyd.
Yeah. It's annoying.
It's crazy.
It's okay. They got it figured out. Fuck, they're smart. They're businessmen.
Good for them. It's like, I'm not a fan of Jake Paul by any stretch. I think he's like just not what I'm into.
I love him.
But I can take inspiration from
what he's doing.
From what he's doing and think like, oh, wow, that's like crazy work ethic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He gets it. He switched on. He's like, he knows how to go viral.
Yeah,
he knows how to run it up, and also like I don't think Floyd's felt that disrespect in his entire life
ever.
Like that imagine walking up to
so
someone
so disrespectful, dude.
50-0, Floyd fucking Mayweather, the greatest, one of the greatest fighters of all time, and just be like, "Got your hat."
Hey, Harry, I've been listening to you for a while now, and I absolutely love your podcast. My question is, I just got into a relationship, and I'm really insecure. I like the guy is a solid 10, and I don't even know what he's doing with a girl like me. Mm. I feel really insecure. What advice would you give? Thank you.
What's her name?
It's like an Instagram name.
Oh, okay. Well, look, Instagram name.
Hey, you're a babe, too.
Yeah, here's the thing. Don't be insecure. If you're worried that he's out of your league, you've got him. He's in your league. You are out of his league. You are that bitch. You have to take a step back. He wouldn't be into you if you weren't you. That's the thing. Like you're everything that you need to be. I wouldn't be stressed about if he's looking at other people or anything like that, because if he's with you, it's real. It's legit. You're that bad bitch. You're gorgeous, head to toe. You know, not to sound like a little TikTok simp boy or like a Tumblr boy, but like, I'm telling you, like if someone's with you, I wouldn't be worried if they're out of your league or if you're good enough for them, because you are. You can do better than them. If they're with you, you're amazing and you shouldn't be worried about anyone else but, you know, what's going on with your partner. If they're 100% with you, they're being a little angel, then you're good. You're set. I know it's difficult. I know we all get insecure and worried. I always get worried about my double chin. That's why I grew a beard. It's half the reason. Because I see myself from side on. I'm like, damn, I got a little double chin. So now I have a beard now.
Nice. Me too.
you've got a great jawline.
Hell yeah.
But it's we all have those moments, but you just have to take a moment. And I said it in the Call of Daddy podcast, and I'll say it again. You have to take a moment. You have to look yourself in the mirror. You have to remember who the fuck you are. Have a chocolate bar and realize that you're in this bitch forever. Like, you have this one body. You are this one person, this one being forever. Love that shit. Be that bitch. Ride that man like a fucking silverback gorilla. Have you seen them fuck?
Silverback gorilla?
It's crazy.
That's the only porn I watch. That's it. I just watch silverback porn. Fuck. It's the only thing that gets me off.
That one caught me by surprise. But yeah, that's what we're saying. All right.
In a relationship,
yeah.
How would you navigate a fight to prevent it from escalating?
Okay. How would you navigate a fight to prevent it from escalating? Look, here's what I do. And I'm no angel. But I look at the problem as a problem. You guys are a team. Mm-hmm. The problem shouldn't get between you and make you separate individuals. We're together. We're conjoined. We're holding hands. We're locked in. We're wearing the same team jersey. That problem doesn't belong here. So how can we, as a team, communicate between each other to make that thing disappear? That's how I look at it. I'm like, what can we do in a...
It sounds like you just murdered someone as a couple.
Yes.
How do we make this thing disappear?
You want to know what happens between me and Francesca? We kill people. No. But look at the problem and communicate. But don't, if you want to talk, if you want to communicate with your partner, something that I've found that doesn't work is if you come at them in an attacking manner and you're angry about something that they've done, take a moment, collect your thoughts, articulate the message or the words in a way that it doesn't feel like you're attacking them, you're talking to them literally like this, level-headed,
yeah,
normal. Hey, I don't appreciate this that's going on. How can we change this? Hey, can we do this better together so it doesn't happen again? Stuff like that, so that they don't feel like you're coming for their throat and trying to upset them or jeopardize what's going on in their head.
That's good. Damn. That's good. I would just say, go to your partner and say, look,
look, fuck knuckle.
Look, you're the only person that wants to sleep with me, so I'll do whatever you say.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding. How do you and your partner finish at the same time? Are there any tips or tricks?
I just feel like when it's the right person, when you're hooking up with someone you care about, you get to know their body, you get to understand them in and out, what makes them tick, what makes their toes curl, and everything like that. So when I was seeing a couple people, you just know the right stroke that's going to make it happen. And for me, personally, I get off knowing that they're having a good time. So if I hear that or I can feel that they're coming or about to come, instantly it's like a fucking switch for me. So personally, just make sure that they're comfortable. Oh, you know what's fucking crazy? That's what I want to talk about. You know how I always talk about wearing socks?
Yeah, yeah, I like wearing socks.
When you're having sex, like, yeah, make people feel comfortable. That was the first thing Tavita said to me when I went on the Heartbreak on the show. I walked in and we were chatting shit. And I was like, Tavita, you're an older dude. How are you fucking? Is what I said to him. He goes, man, you have to make sure they wear socks. You have to make sure they're comfortable and you take your time with them. I'm like, damn, that's some real shit. Here we are. Fast forward a couple years. Tavita, you've helped a lot of people. We fucking love you. The ladies love you. Everyone's wearing socks because of you. And they're fluffy socks too.
Legend.
But to come at the same time, just make sure that, number one, you're comfortable. You have to be comfortable. You have to be relaxed. You have to make sure that this person, that your partner, that you're locked in with, knows how to make you come. So only you can come together or come on your own. Or when he's dicking you down, you're playing with your clit to stimulate that and you make yourself come while he's fucking you. Then you're going to, I swear to God, ladies, if you say I'm about to come or I'm getting close, we will come. I saw a TikTok where this girl was like, oh, when you're about to come and he changes up his stroke. It's because you said that. It's because you said I'm about to come. We change up our stroke because we're about to fucking dribble and squeak inside you, in your ear. You're going to hear that moan. And so please, I swear to God, don't tell us that you're about to. Tell us when you've done it. It's just like life.
Nice.
We don't want to hear if it's about to happen. We want to hear when it's happening.
Hell yeah.
So come when you're coming, scream that shit. Scream his name. Dig those nails in. Pluck his bumhole hair. But and lock him in as well. I love when girls, like when you're hitting a missionary and their legs come around and they like lock in. It's dangerous. That's baby making moves, but feels great. Next girl that does that to me is having a kid.
Hell yeah.
It's been an interesting episode.
I know, right?
Roller coaster of emotions.
Starting with crying, ending with coming. That's your whole life right there. Yeah. I feel like...
I usually cry and come at the same time. It burns all the way out.
How do you help your significant other get more in tune with their emotions and feelings when they tend to be closed off and have a wall up?
So in tune with your feelings?
With their feelings.
Mm.
They're not emotional at all.
I think there's therapists for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think that if someone's had some traumatic shit and some real life stuff that's gone on and they're mm-hmm. at a point where they don't want to let anyone in because too many people hurt them or right. whatever, I think that the first step is to make sure that they're okay, and then make sure that there's a that you can they can go to a therapist and and talk about it, get it out, and feel comfortable in that space before coming to you. Like it's a process, but you have to be very mindful of this type of shit, because a lot of people get hurt. You know, they close off because they don't want to let people in, and then get hurt again. But if it's, you know, if and I feel like, and if it's not that serious, and if they're being like, you know, oh, my ex, my last ex hurt me, I will never let anyone in, and being closed off, it just takes time. It just takes being comfortable and knowing that you're not, you know, a fucking big scary villain that's coming in to smash their heart. It just takes time, and it takes communication. It's just like, I feel like the best way to do it is if you open yourself up to them. You don't be closed off either. Don't fight fire with fire. Open up, be like, this is how I feel, like I'm really into you, this is my emotions, how do you feel, what's going on? Try and trigger them, be a reporter. That's what reporters do, they're fucking sneaky. They'll be like, oh my god, I feel this way, how do you feel? And then you'd be like, oh, I feel the same, and then they cut their bit, and now you look like a dick. Sorry, it's just what we learned in media training for the show. But yeah, just open up first, and just be patient. That's the thing.
I think you should stay walled up and not show your feelings like a little bitch.
Fuck him.
Guys, remember when Harry cried at the beginning?
Remember when I was crying about his dead friend? Great.
Let's make fun of him. Yeah.
Please, I can't wait to see those comments. Anyway, you little rascals, you little rugrats. This has been a roller coaster of emotions. Thank you so much for running up the podcast. And again, like it's been a bit of a tough one because I'm trying not to be a big crybaby, but it's difficult because it's one of your best friends, someone that you love and care about, and everyone's going through this stuff. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. Please check in on yourself. Have a great week. Are we dropping this on Tuesday as normal? Yeah. Have a great week. It's Tuesday. Really take time for yourself. And yeah, have a moment, realize what's going on, and just have a great week for me. Like, just do it for me. That's what we need out there. I'm thinking of you wherever you are in the world, you little sausage. And I want you to have a great day. I really do. I want all your dreams to come true this week. I want this to be the best year of your life. That's what I want for you. And I know you're going to make it happen because you're a superstar. But thank you so much. If you could do us a massive favor, leave 5 stars. If you're watching on YouTube, or if you've got a moment, DM me a nice mental health organization that we can donate the AdSense and revenue to for this podcast. I really appreciate that. I'm going to do my own research, but you know, I'm here for the people. I'm the man of the people today. I love you. Thank you so much for tapping in, and been a bit of a weird one. We're going to come back hot and heavy next week, I promise.
Next week, we're talking about fucking the whole time.
Yeah, it's just be straight cock and balls and vagina. just what the doctor ordered. Anyway, love you guys. Have a great week.